So this, today, this commemorative event for the Shloshim of Moshe Ashen, who was the most special person, I go back with Moshe to when he first, in his early years at YU, we were together in Rabban Soloveitchik, Zichron Levracha Shir, and I got to know Moshe then. He was a big Talmid Chochma at that time, but he grew and grew in Torah. Moshe didn't have an easy life. Rabbi Willig told me that he was a classmate of his in RJJ. In eighth grade, he lost both his parents within a few months of each other. So he was just barely, you know, a bar mitzvah boy at the time. But throughout his life, these various challenges didn't change, which was quite extraordinary, his optimistic view of life. Whenever you spoke to him, it was always with a smile. It was just his gracious, natural, gracious nature that came through, no matter all the adversity that he saw throughout his life, candidly. You know, he wasn't always the most punctual person. I remember when we were in Rabban Shir, he always used to come quite late. One time he came on time, and Rabban said, it must be that they changed the clocks and you got mixed up. But as we heard during the Levaya, the Moshe, who was a Talmid of the Rav, very much loved the Rav, and knew all the Rav's Torahs, and would often quote the Rav. I remember he was part of the Rabbi Lessen Chabura in the Beis Medrash. And subsequently, boys, he was always learning with different Talmidim of the Yeshiva, talking and learning. He was really an important presence within the Yeshiva. And I know that the Rav had a high regard for him, because the Rav once told me, he said, I want you to make sure that you take care of Moshe Ashen. And that was, you know, his concern at that time reflected, obviously, his admiration or his appreciation of who Moshe Ashen was. And because who was Moshe? He was a person of dignity and emunah, bitochem, and learning. My son Moshe told me the other day a vort from Leibler Eger. Leibler Eger says, you know, Yaakov Avinu, he wrestles with an angel, and he gets the name Yisrael. Kisavisi on him, v'anoshim v'tuchal. So Leibler Eger asks, why is he called Yisrael after the Savisa, his battle with the Malach? He should be called, it should be somehow, the name should have been a play on the word Vatuchal, not Yisrael. So Leibler Eger says that the main thing is not the victory at the end. It's the challenge. On the contrary, that's what we get credit for. We know throughout Jewish history, we as a people have faced that challenge, sometimes tragically, often. And Moshe in his life, though Sarisa, he wrestled with many different situations and so on, but he never lost his, as I said before, his bitochen, his optimistic view. And in that respect, I think he was really remarkable. And though he was a great Talmid Chacham, but it was this quality that made him not just a great Talmid Chacham, but a real God, a person of faith and commitment and concern for others all the time. So I thought it was appropriate maybe to say a short Dvar Torah. I want to say something which I was thinking about, been thinking about for a while. It's based on something, I think the answer lies in something that I heard from the Rav, which is appropriate on this occasion to quote. Now, if you look in the Rambam, you'll see that the Rambam organizes all the halachas of Hallel in Hilchas Chanukah. Now, I'm sort of quoting like the Rav. If I was the Rambam, I would have put it in a different place. Where would you have put Hilchas Hallel? Where? In Tefillah. Or maybe Hilchas Yontif, but more likely in Tefillah, right? But the Rambam organizes all the halachas of Hallel in Hilchas Tefillah. Except in Hilchas Chanukah. And he after he tells the story of Chanukah, he tells us there's a mitzvah to say Hallel. V'chol yom v'yom mishmonos ha'yom ha'elu gomrinus ha'halel u'mavarach lefonav shikim somsov ligmos ha'halel ben b'yochid ben b'tzibur. Then he continues. And then he says, v'lo halel shol chanukah b'lvad hu shemidivei sofrim ela kriyas ha'halel la'ola midivei sofrim v'chol ha'yomim shenigmorim behem es ha'halel. And then he goes to list all the times you say halel, or the rest of the perek is the halachas of halel. Before he gets to perek dalet, which deals with the specifics of learning of Chanukah, and there is Chanukah, Perek Gimel, his introduction is Hallel, but not just Hallel for Chanukah, Hallel universally. Of course, the Rambam emphasizes this. V'lo Hallel shel Chanukah b'lvad hu shemidivei sofrim, ela kriyas ha'halel ola midivei sofrim. He says that to exclude whose opinion? The opinion of the Bahag, who counts Hallel as one of the Tariag Mitzvahs, and the Rambam in his Sefer Mitzvahs disagrees with the Bahag. The Ramban in the Shroshim defends the Bahag and counts Hallel. He presumes the Ramban says, Midiraisa, Hallel is part of the Mitzvah of Simcha. And that's why the Bahag counts it as a separate Mitzvah. But the Ram is in disagreement. The Ram thinks that it's Midrabanan, and that's why the Ram enters that Hallel is always Midrabanan, right? But then he goes on to tell us all the halachas of Hallel. So why does he put it here in Hilchas Chanukah? So I think the answer is based on something that I heard from the Rav, that the Rav said that we know there's a mitzvah of saying Hallel on Chanukah. But the other primary mitzvah, of course, is Hadlakas HaNeros. And the Rambam famously says, Mitzvah Sneh Chanukah, this is in Perek Dalet, Alochi Beit, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'o, V'tzorach Adam Lizor Bo, Kidei Lehodiya HaNeis, U'lehosef B'Shevach HaKel V'Oidoy Lo, that the Rambam says the Mitzvah of Sneh Chanukah is a very dear mitzvah, and therefore a person has to be very careful about it, in order kidei lahodia hanes, to proclaim the nes, to make it known, ulahosif b'shevach hakel v'hoidoyolo, and to add to our praise of God and our thanks to Him, ala nisim she'osolanu, v'afil ein lo mayochol elamin hatstaka, even if he's absolutely, completely poverty-stricken, shol o mochik susuv lokeach shemen v'neiros imadvik. He has to sell the shirt off his back, literally, to buy shemen or neiros to light Hanukkah candles. Even a mitzvah d'oraisa is not required. You only have to spend at chomesh, not beyond a fifth of your assets by Ne'er Chanukah, because of Pesumei Nisa, Nitzach Chviva Ad Ma'od. But the Rambam says, Kidei lohodi ha'neis ulohosef b'sheva ha'kel v'odoyelo, that the Rav said that lighting the Chanukah candles themselves is a form of hallel. Shevach v'hodot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rav said the nafkamina is, he thought, that if you light Chanukah candles, even though we pass him, Ogan Avram says, that in mitzvahs drabonon, we pass the mitzvahs ain't shichas kavona, these for drabonons, but the Rambam, the Rav said, would require kavona for hadlokas near Chanukah. And this notion, the Brice in Shabbos, when it says about Chanukah, for Kavan b'Hallel v'Hodor, Shirashi learns Hallel is the Hallel, Hodor is Al Hanisim. But the Piskei Riyaz says Hallel is Hallel, v'Hodor, b'Hallel v'Hodor, is Neiros Chanukah. So the Rav said that the Neiros Chanukah themselves They are a form of halav. And therefore, what I'd like to suggest is that's why the Rambam put all Hilchas Chanukah, Halel in Hilchas Chanukah. The place it belongs is, Rabbi Rachman said, the place it belongs is his, in Hilchas Tefillah. But because Halel, according to Rambam, is always Rabbanan, so he emphasized this dimension of Halel, because that's the essence of the day of Chanukah. It's our Jewish Thanksgiving. Is Halel. Is Halel v'Hodor, Hodor l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And so coming back to Moshe, that was who Moshe was. In the most difficult of circumstances, he was always there to say Halel v'Hodor Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that represented really an exalted personality. Though, you know, I used to think that, you know, you might know the Yiddish parrots, the story of Bunche Schweig in Yiddish. Moshe was, you know, the religious Bunche Schweig. He never said anything, he never complained, you know, but he represented this, you know, a real Talmid Chacham who throughout it all, you know, he's loyal to his friends, always there teaching Torah. And because of that, when we, on this occasion of Hishloshim, so we have to say Halel v'Hodor that in these difficult times that he had, that we had such a friend, that he had, we had such an example in the Beis Medrash. And I know in terms of that which he did for the OU, he always did it with seriousness, commitment, alacrity. And he was really, in this respect, a very special person. And testimony to it, as I said before, was the Rav's high consideration to him. So, Yehi Zichro Baruch, and we will always remember him for the kind of person that he was.
There's such wonderful words. Is he ready? Yisrael, you ready? What do you want? Yisrael, you ready? Willig? Huh? Willig? You gonna? Yisrael, you ready? Okay, we'll now have the Siyum and then 5 minutes? What? You want to make the scene? Afterwards? Okay. There's still people are finishing up Sushnayas. We have a covered gadol to have with us the Rav of the Young Israel of Riverdale, of Mordechai Willig Schlitter, who was a classmate of my uncle. And I'm sure he can relate stories that I don't know. And I hope he will. Without further ado, Rav Mordechai Willig Schlitter. It's a privilege to have him here.
Rishus, the Rabbanim Chashuvim who are assembled here on this Motzei Shabbos. Some reflections about Rav Moshe Ashen, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Rashi tells us the very beginning of the parsha we read this coming week. Rashi tells us in the second pasuk, Sheva Poros Yefos Mare. As Rashi, Simenul Yimei HaSova, the fact that the cows look good is a sign of years of plenty. How so? Shabrios Niros Yofa Zulazu. When there is plenty, people look good to one another. She'ein ein b'riya tzara b'charverta. That no one is jealous or no one begrudges anybody else for someone else's successes. Even if he or she, himself or herself, has not been blessed with those same successes. This, as Rav Ganak Shlita mentioned just moments ago, I believe was the most outstanding feature of the Nifter of Rav Moshe Ashen. Yes, as we heard, his life had a lot of adversity. As Rav Ganak mentioned, I was his classmate in Yeshivas Rabbein Yaakov Yosef, the Lower East Side. Rav Moshe hailed from the Lower East Side. He was a local boy. I was commuting from far away. We were in the same class. And yes, as my memory tells me, in eighth grade, when we were turning bar mitzvah, I can't remember exactly what month everything happened when he was bar mitzvah, but I do remember there were two losses of a father and a mother the same year, which was so unheard of in those days. Something which is just a double blow, which could knock anybody out for life. And yet, he persevered. We were together in school. I stayed in RJJ for high school. We were together straight through. Later, as we heard, he came to our yeshiva. And he was a fixture in the yeshiva. It's happening on a Motzei Shabbos. I have a memory in my mind. One Motzei Shabbos, he ended up late at night in the Beis Medrash, the old Beis Medrash, Motzei Shabbos late at night, and it was empty. There's only one person in the whole Beis Medrash, Rav Moshe Ashen. Talking now close to 50 years ago. He was a fixture in the Beis Medrash. He didn't do it for anybody else's eyes. There was no one else there. I happened to be there. I'm sure it was there every Motzei Shabbos in the Beis Medrash when no one else was there. This is the olden years. Baruch Hashem, Yeshiva has gotten stronger since then. This was he, a fixture in our Beis Medrash, and someone who participated in the Torah of other people, in conversation, and yes, in the various successes of other people, without a scintilla of jealousy, of bitterness, nothing at all. He was an individual who had what's called Ein Birya Tzara B'Charverta. For him, it was Yemos HaSova. For everybody, it was Yemos HaSova. Everybody was happy. Everyone was getting married, having children. And he was not blessed. Didn't matter. He rejoiced in your simcha. He was a full participant in your simcha. This is something which, throughout the years, unfortunately, as we know, he took ill and many ailments. And the truth is, I can't speak for anybody else in the room, but I myself have to ask Mechila, though I would visit him on occasion in various places where he was, both in Riverdale and in the Heights and in his apartment. I was not as good as I should have been in visiting. I want to single out Rabbi Reichman Shalita, who among his other many, many chassadim that he does quietly when no one is looking, included the way he dealt with Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Ganak, of course, following the Rebbe's command, took care of Rav Moshe and his employment over all the years. We all benefited from it here in the yeshiva. We knew that if Rav Moshe was in charge, no problem. 100%. It was an Isha Emes. And now that we come together on this Motzei Shabbos to remember this great man, this great Rav Moshe, who walked in our midst for all these years, perhaps we didn't appreciate him as much as we should have here in his lifetime. Talking about Yemei HaSova. Yemei HaSova, of course, in the context of Mitzrayim, was 7 years of plenty. Plenty. Plenty means plenty of food. Plenty of food. Look at Rashi later in the Parsha. You know that the real Sova is not in this world. The real Sova is in the world to come. That's a place where all the adversity which he overcame, all the tsar which he had to undergo, physically, psychologically, given his whole essence. Chazal tell us, lefum tzara agra. As much as a person has tzara's pain, as he certainly had, that's the agra. That's a tremendous schar which a person receives. Schar mitzvah b'hai al maleka. We didn't see he got so much tzara in this world for all the multitude of mitzvahs she performed so beautifully. We have emunah in Hashem. We have emunah that no person's tzar is unrewarded. No mitzvah which is done is unrewarded. So now that we're coming to the end of the shloshim, we can say with emunah shalema that Rav Moshe is receiving so much tzar in that most important world. And he leaves a message and a lesson for all of us. For all of us. You know, I single out the members of the family, the nephews. Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu himself, whose children didn't quite follow in his ways, was comforted when he was told that, you know, it's true that your leadership goes to Yeshua, who's not related, but it's okay. He has to come on to your nephews. It stays within the family. Hope that the nephews will continue in his wonderful way of cherishing every Jew, performing mitzvahs besimcha, even if there are challenges. And all of us, each and every one of us who's here in this room, can learn this lesson. Because we all have challenges. Even people who have so much success in various areas of life, there are always challenges. Don't let the challenges harm you. Keep a positive attitude as Rav Moshe was. Look with a good eye at everybody, even if you're personally suffering with one thing or another. May this wonderful legacy of Rav Moshe Ashen, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, continue in this family, in our yeshiva community, for many years to come. Tehei neshmasa tzruah b'tzorah chai.
Shekayach, Rav Mordechai Willig, who is not only the Rav of the Young Israel of Riverdale, but he's also the head, one of the Rabbonim of the Chosh and Mishpat Kolel in Yeshiva University. I forgot to mention that. And again, he was a classmate. I myself wonder what he was back then. I just know that everybody that knew him benefited from him. He was like, as I said at the Levaya, he was a gift given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to this world. He was a gift because anybody, he was a Shoel Meshiv. Whatever he could do for the person, he did. He was just a given gift onto this world to help everybody. And you know, anybody's own experiences, they benefited from him. So, you ready? Okay. Without further ado, we're going to make a seam Mishnayis. I want to thank also my sister Chava Rosenthal because and everybody participated because it wasn't easy to get the whole Shas because people were going to be away. So, Baruch Hashem, I think we made everybody, at least I think the whole Shas was covered. So my brother, who's a Mishnayis man, especially Kodshim, so he's going to make the seam HaShas. Further ado, Harav Yisrael Ash. First and foremost, before anything, I'd like to give Hakaras HaTov to Hashem. Being that this is the week of Chanukah, the week of Shevach V'Hodoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 8 days of full Hallel, and this is just the beginning of the week, I'm going to preface this Siyum with a Shevach V'Hodoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem has given me, personally, such a special uncle, Rav Moshe Doiv, who the family called him as Moish. I'll just say, Tod L'El, Shevach L'El Elyon,
Hodu Adonai ki tov kilom chazdo. Yom Anoy Yisrael kilom chazdo. Yom Anoy Bezaron kilom chazdo. Yom Anoy Yerana kilom chazdo. Halu es Adonai kol goyim shavku kol ubim ki gavar alinu chazdo. Vemes Adonim haluya moashiv Adonai kotum loy aloy. Moashiv Adonai kotum loy aloy. Moashiv Adonai kotum loy aloy. Kos Yeshua's Esau. ובשם אנו יקרו את דראי לאדנוי אשלם נדלו חלמו בחצבס אדנוי בזכיח ישם הלויו אינו לאדנוי בסוידו זמו להן בכנור הודו נאי תומסו הודו נאי תומסו הודו נאי כי טוב כמסו חזדה ישם מזבורך לאום ונאטה יאוס חזדה ישם מזבורך לאום ליאוס חזדה ישם מזבורך לאום ועד ונאטה יאוס Thank you Hashem for the everlasting, endless and constant חזדה ישם, חזדה ישם, חזדה ישם nothing else, nothing else למען Hashem, there's nothing else Thank you for healing everything Chasdei Hashem, Chasdei Hashem, Chasdei Hashem, nothing else, nothing else, nothing else. The truth is, I was supposed to be the first speaker tonight. Didn't work out that way. So I'll just add a little bit to what I heard before. First, I want to just say that I am personally thankful to Hashem that Hashem has given me Moish. Because I've learned so much Torah from Moish my whole life. And that is the truth. And I learned in high school with him, 9th grade, 10th grade, the summers, 11th grade, and when I came to the Beis Medrash, I did with him Yoredeya, Vosav Cholov, Tarubis, Malicha, Shchita, Trefis. When I came to Yeshiva University, I did with him Choshe Mishpat. Whatever I learned, I couldn't say a bit like my brother said. He learned whatever you learned. Over the summers, I did with him all the Chumash Rashi of the whole Bamidbar. Whatever I was learning, he's learning. And how fortunate I was that when he was here the last year and a half, he was in his apartment. The last year and a half, I was zoche to do with him Kashim, I was doing with him the Rambams and Maisa Karbonis and Pesulim Midoshim. And everything I learned, every time I learned, he would say, the Rav said this and the Rav said this, and he'd tell me a story about the Rav, about Rav Chaim, and when the Rav was a kid. And I started writing it down, and it was really amazing. Because the truth is, I could say he was like a Rebbe to me. He was my Rebbe. And a Rebbe Kavua. Because I learned most Torah from him. That's the truth. Because he was like a Rebbe Kavua. And it wasn't just the Torah. The truth is that he was a Bal Kore par excellence. He loved the Delaney. He leaned with my sons. He taught Rafal Yaakov. He taught with Yitzi Delaney. He taught all the nephews. He taught Yitzel Zevi. He lay with them on the phone. And many times he had no safer in front of him. By heart. And when I was doing with him the Rambams, the Rambam does not say where the Pasuk is from. So I would say, Moish, where's the Pasuk from? It's in Shavi and Re'ei. You would everything without a safer in front of him. The Maman didn't say where the Pasuk is from. He would say it's in Re'ei, Shvi. And then he would look it up, and I would say, Moish, Rashi says it different than the Rambam. Rashi doesn't quote that Joshua. And we would try to figure out why Rashi says it's different than Joshua than the Rambam. And without a Sefer, the truth is, without a Sefer, he was learning almost all the time. Just by Mark. He was just listening and saying what he said. It was amazing. It was amazing. The truth is, on him, you could really say, Chaval al da'avdin v'lo mishtachin. This person does not exist today. A person with such avas haTorah, who knew so much and so unassuming. He was an Adam Gadol, a hidden person. He was in our midst, but nobody ever knew it. He was a hidden Adam Gadol. He was in his house. There were so many Rabbanim, who are big Rabbanim, who don't even know half of what he knows. Half of what he knew. Amazing. It was amazing. Whatever you learned, he had something good to say about it. Chumash Rashi, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch. So I can really say the truth is, he was a Rebbe Kavu. He was a Rebbe Muvuk for me. So I would really, tremendous hakaras hatov to Hashem. That is the truth. For giving me, for a Moshe, for so, all the Torah that I learned with him. The truth is, I'll never forget it. I learned with the Fal Yaakov, my son, Shoftim. I did it with him many times. I said, Moish, I said, Fal Yaakov, it's time to do it with Moish. So I said, you know it very well anyways. I don't think he's gonna correct you too much anyways. So I said, Moish, I said, just go over. He was in the Lower East Side at that time anyways. So Moish was in the nursing home, the Lower East Side. So I brought Fal Yaakov down to the Lower East Side, and his parsha was Shoftim. So I said, Chay Rafo Yaakov, start leading Tamayish. So he started saying, the first pasuk, Shavim Yishol Shrim Titein Lecha. So he said, no, Titein. It's not Titein, Titein. It was the first thing. I said, oh, I said, forget it. You know, so the truth is, he was a Balkari par excellent. He knew the whole Sefer Torah by heart. It was amazing. These people don't exist anymore. You can really say Chaval Abda Abdin Lo B'Shachin. But it's not just the learning that he knew so well. I want to tell you something that probably nobody even knows about him. And that is, he was a person that said Ma'amodis every single day. Now, half the people in this world don't even know what Ma'amodis is. So many times I said, Moshe, he goes, I'm not ready. I have to finish my Ma'amodis of the day. Ma'amodis, Parsh Tayira, Parsh Tshuva, Tikkuni Shabbos. Every time he asked my cousin Josh in the back, he said, get him a siddur. He goes, make sure it has Tikkuni Shabbos and Ma'amodis in it. Half the siddurim don't even have Ma'amodis Tikkuni Shabbos in it. He was the person that said Ma'amodis every day, Tikkuni Shabbos on every Shabbos. How many people even know what Tikkuni Shabbos is? And you know, it's amazing. It's amazing that everything he knew in learning, and everything he knew in learning, and not just in learning, in all areas. I have to tell you the truth. This is a true story. I was one time going down, got lost driving down, and somehow we ended up in Crown Heights. I don't know how that happened. We ended up in Crown Heights, and I said, I was telling my wife, I have no idea where we are. So I said, let me call Moish. Maybe he knows. So I called him on the phone. So he goes, what street are you on? So I said, I don't remember the street. So I told him the street. So he goes, okay, the next street is this, and the next street is this. And he started telling me every single street. I said, Moish, how do you know the streets? He goes, I memorized the map. He had a memory. He didn't forget anything. It was his learning. It was anything. He didn't forget it. He it was amazing. He had a zikaron she'ein kamo. He did not forget a thing he learned. Amazing. Safer, no safer. He, by heart. How many people have such a, that's a gift. He told me that many times. He goes, have a good memory is a gift. As a current, you know, to be masliach learning, one of the things you need is to understand, but you have to have a good zikaron. You have to have a good memory. He did not forget the truth. This is the truth. He did not forget a thing he learned. And that's amazing. Even the Rav's Torah, he did not. He always said, the Rav said this, and a story here, and a story in the Shir. And when the Rav was a kid, he said, what about Rav Chaim? Amazing. He did not forget a thing. And this is a real akaras hatov to Hashem that I have, that I learned so much from this hidden Adam Gadol. But I want to tell you one more thing also, that it wasn't just that what I learned from him. The truth is, I have to tell you that he was a very giving person. He was a very giving person, and he had a very close relationship with all the nephews, with all my kids, and with all the, he was like a grandfather. That's the truth. He was like a grandfather to all the kids. You know, whenever we went to his house, he would say, okay, make sure you buy them something. He would say, buy them something from the store. When we went to the Lower East Side, buy them something from the bakery. Buy them something from the pizza store. Over the summers, we would buy his house every Sunday. We would buy his house over the summers a lot. Every day, we would buy his house with the kids, and we took him outside, and he would always say, okay, buy them something. Give him. You know, give them something. You know, pay for it. You know, use my card. It's okay. Let them be happy. It's okay. The kids. You know, he was a very giving person. He was a very, very giving person, and that's really also another beautiful point that people don't realize that he made a roshim on everybody. He was like a grandfather to so many. He taught us Torah, and he was like a grandfather to my kids and to all the nephews and nieces. He always gave them. He always was a very giving person. And the truth is, I'll just end over. I know everybody said it already, but I just want to say that you know everybody talked about his yisurim. I know the truth is that it always inspired me the most to see that with everything he had such a simchas Torah that with everything he went through, you know, he was always very happy. You know, I know everybody said it. I just want to tell you, you know, one story. You know, you said he lost his parents within 3 weeks of each other. What his mother passed away Yud Ches Kislev,
and the father had a heart attack 3 weeks later. 3 weeks later, it was on Gimel Teves. It was like within 3 weeks. The father passed away suddenly. The mother was sick, and the father passed away suddenly, and he was really by himself. So he went through a lot of Yisurim already as a kid, and with all that, in spite of all the challenges, it was godless because he rose to the challenge. This I'll never forget. This is the truth. You know, he broke a spine. He broke a spine. And they fixed he had a surgery on it. Then he fell a second time, and he broke it again. He fell a second time, you know. And then afterwards, he was in the hospital, and he was having infection. So they told him that the place of the surgery is all infected. They have to reopen the whole thing again because of the infection. So he had to go back to the spine hospital. It was in Allen Pavilion, and we brought him back to the hospital, and he said, and when I brought him back, I was waiting for the surgery to be done to finish. It was taking a very long time. I was getting worried. What's going on? It's taking so long. So when he came out, I said, Moshe, are you okay? So he told me these Yisurim are mar mimovis. He said he was crying. These Yisurim are mar mimovis. And with all that, he rises to the challenge. You never imagine with all his learning, you know, he had such a simchas achayim to pull through everything with all his surim. So that's really a very tremendous inspiring thing, that to rise to the challenge, to learn that even when it's difficult, to like I said earlier by the Levi, the way he said Shema Yisrael, amazing. The way he said the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. It was very, very inspiring. So I can just say that I thank Hashem publicly that Hashem has given us, you know, a family, and Hashem has given the whole, I always say Reb Moshe was the Shmira of Washington Heights. He was, without any question, he was the Shmira of Washington Heights. You know, his what he went through was Mechaper for Am Yisrael. He was a hidden tzaddik, a hidden Adam Gadol. But people didn't know how much he knew and how much what he was. But he was really, really a hidden Adam Gadol. So he just said that his neshama should have an aliyah, I can just say that these three things you should just take away from it. His avas haTorah, the way he had an avas haTorah that was par excellence. You know that he you don't find an avas haTorah today. Like his avas haTorah, you know. This Yom Kippur, as I was walking out the shul, we finished actually quite late this Yom Kippur. And as I was walking out the shul, I said, "Moshe, go to Yar." And I noticed he had a sefer. He was learning after Yom Kippur. You know, I said, "That's Moshe." I said, "You know, how many people after Yom Kippur? You know, after the Abdullah, he didn't even eat yet. We finished late. You know, and he still had a sefer, and he was learning." I said, "That's Moshe." I said, "You know, this person that." The Tehillim and the Modest and Tikkuni Shabbos, you know, all the Surim he went through, and he rose to the challenge, really was a godless, was greatness. And you know, I thank Hashem that Hashem has given us this gift, and thank Hashem we were part of it, and we learned a tremendous amount from him. And without any question, I have no question about it. He's a Melech Tzarisher for Am Yisrael, for his family, and for all those who partook of this Shloshim today. To hear about his occurrence, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. You know, when they talk about it, and that also brings a bracha. So, without any question, I'm sure that it is a Melech Tzarisher for everybody who came here, and Shachem be Melech Tzarisher the Mashiach. Like my sister Zahava always said, that we should beg for the Mashiach to come already. That should be a Melech Tzarisher the Mashiach to come, hopefully this year. And that's why I thank Hashem on this week, the week of Hanukkah, to thank Hashem for giving us such a special person. The last Mishnah in Kedem talks about Rabbi Shimon ben Akashi. Rabbi Shimon ben Akashi says, "Ziknei Am Haaretz." It's very interesting. Rabbi Shimon ben Akashi is not mentioned anywhere in Kedem. Only one place. This Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon ben Akashi, the name is mentioned one time in the last Mishnah of Kedem. Rabbi Shimon ben Akashi, "Ziknei Am Haaretz, Kol Zman Samakinam." As the older they get, the more confused they get. Shenamar is a pasuk in Iyyub. Meisir suffel that amonim and tams the kedem yikach. Hashem takes away the logic of the older people, and that's referring to the Am Haaretz. Interesting to point out my sister pointed out, this pasuk is actually quoted in the Geras Ramban. I don't read the Geras Ramban. When I said this pasuk, my sister said, "Oh, this is in the Geras Ramban." No, he does. And the Ramban quotes this pasuk. The Geras Ramban, "Meisir safal and adam tam zekedem yikach." That the older by the goyim, they have no chiyas, they have nothing to keep them going, they have no Torah. So the older they get, the more confused they get. They have nothing. They don't have a Shabbos. They don't have a Yontif. They don't have a Shacharis. They don't have a Michal. They don't have a Marav. They don't have a Torah. They have no mitzvahs. They don't have a Hanukkah. They get more and more confused. But when it comes to the Ba'al Zikne Torah ain't okay. When it comes to the Bnei Torah, Tamid Chum, it's not true. Calls the Mashem Askina. The older they get, Daiter Misya Shevas Aleihem. The more peace of mind they get. Shenemakad, it says, "Biyeshishim chachma va'orach yom tavuna." In the old age, they have wisdom and they have understanding. When it comes to the Amayarit, Hashem takes away their reasoning. Tams lekedem yikach. When it comes to the Bnei Torah, they have more and more chachma. They have more and more tavuna because it's the Torah. Koyvi Hashem yachlifu koyach. It's the Torah that keeps them going. So the kid, and in their older age, they reap the schar of the Torah. The Torah is their chiyus. The Torah keeps them going. So even when they get older and older, they have more and more chokma and they have more and more bina. Adonallah. Say the kashim b'shishu in Mishnah. Daitanallah. Say the kashim b'shishu in Mishnah. Lo sishim b'nach. Say the kashim b'shishu in Mishnah. Lo sishim b'nach. Lo mudim b'say. Adonallah. Say the kashim b'shishu in Mishnah. Hadrachalon. Daitanallah. Say the kashim b'shishu in Mishnah. Daitanachalon.
Everybody, again, we will continue to give a head kick. I think everybody should watch now. It's a perfect time to watch, and we'll hear a drasha from Rav Agoyen, Rav Baruch Simon, the old Hespit, and everybody can stay where we like. The truth of the matter is that at the end, Moshe's forte happened to have been Yoredeya. As everybody knows, that he knew Yoredeya. I'd like to say the following, just before we go to wash, and that is that every time I come a sugya in Yoredeya, and if I have a good point, I think, oh, Moshe would love that point. And it would come on Matzoy Shabbos, or when I meet him, and I would tell it to him. Unfortunately, in this last, it happened already 2 weeks, even last week, I had such a good thing to tell him, and I knew he would appreciate it. And ve'enenu, he's not around. But I'm sure when I think of it, the fact that I would have told him, I believe he would be. I believe at that point he's getting schar because he knows that he inspired me to like that point. So I believe he's still getting schar. So everybody should watch, and we'll soon hear from Rav Harav Agoyen, Rav Baruch Simon, who I don't know if he's here. Yeah, Baruch Simon, As you know, he gives on Torah, you could see what he is from the YU Torah website. But like they said about Moshe Soloveitchik or Chaim Soloveitchik, as big a goyin he is, his titkus probably surpass his goyinus. Rabbi Simon visited Moshe all the time, and anytime you need a favor of him, he'll do it. So he's also the perfect person to speak. He'll be speaking. Everybody watch.